Hello, 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 everybody. My name is Ryan Marcus. Welcome to the Monday edition of Bobcat Radio. I am joined this week not by the usual Jonathan Rodriguez, but our newly appointed sports director, Matthew Hamill, joining us, and then Jason Harris, our producer. Me and Matt have worked together for a while. Feels good to have you on the show, bud.
And congratulations to you as well, good sir.
Why, thank you. But I couldn't be happier to be back on a Monday. Been here on a Friday quite a bit the last little while. But Monday, talking about the weekend, that is where I like to be. And with you, I also like to be.
Well, that's a good place to be. But what about the Texas State Bobcats? Is it a good place to be for them? Their football schedule was announced, at least the home games were announced for 2016, and it doesn't give them any favors. If we're looking at the 2016 football schedule, the University of Houston, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl champion University of Houston Cougars, they beat Florida State in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, and that game wasn't even close. They're coming to town, and that's a big game for the Texas State Bobcats.
Yeah, really big, because we introduce a new coaches. That's the dawn of a new era in Texas State football with Everett Withers. That'll be his first game. You couldn't ask for a tougher opponent right off the bat, so I'm sure people will have, they'll definitely have their opinions of him after this game. It's just a tough way to start, but the second home opponent that has been announced is Incarnate Word. You'd like to think that that's the Prairie View A&M of this schedule, so at least after the tough game against Houston, win or lose, they will at least have someone on the schedule that's relatively soft for them to turn into mincemeat.
And the Bobcats usually schedule a game like this with Prairie View A&M last year and Arkansas Pine Bluff. We've seen those schools in the past couple years. The other home games for Texas State are the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, Idaho, Troy, and Arkansas State. And then I'm looking at two games in particular that stand out to me. It's the University of Louisiana, Lafayette, and Arkansas State. Those are both teams that Texas State has struggled with. Texas State has just, the Raging Cajuns have just had the Bobcats numbers for the past couple years since joining the Sun Belt, and you got to think at home it gives them the best opportunity to beat the Cajuns this coming year.
Well, and I think, I mean, if you're looking, ULL has been a thorn in the side of the Bobcats, not only in football, but if you look at it, baseball as well. And, you know, they trade wins back and forth, softball as well, and again, they trade wins back and forth, basketball. They're a well-run program as far as athletics go. You know, aside from LSU, obviously LSU is the pride of Louisiana, but Louisiana Lafayette does extremely well for themselves as far as the air quote smaller school in Louisiana. So, you know, they're a great run program, and they're a good measuring stick if you look at that as well. If you can compete with Louisiana Lafayette and occasionally beat them every now and then I think your athletic program is one of the betters in the Sun Belt. And so far in a few of those sports, Texas State, you know, competes every now and then, but a lot of times ULL still has their number.
And you also have to look at Arkansas State. They've made themselves the measuring stick of the Sun Belt Conference as well, given that they, you know, they really beat everyone soundly last season in the Sun Belt Conference, undefeated, got themselves to a bowl game, one of three universities in the Sun Belt Conference to go to a bowl game, which was very impressive. But yeah, you'd like to know that you have those two teams at home. Those are two games where you would like to think that attendance records could be made, they could be challenged, because a big home atmosphere is exactly what the Bobcats would need to get a lift against those two teams.
So, Jason, I see you firing up a poll there. Just wanted to remind you guys, you can connect with us on Twitter, hashtag BobcatRadio, at KTSW Sports, or you can always call us in the studio, 512-245-FIRE. But what's the poll you got up there, Jason?
Right now, we're just going to put it out there and see what the fans think. You know, which football home game are you most looking forward to Texas State next season? I've got Houston on there, ULL, Arkansas State, or the infamous other as well. So we'll throw it out there. And, again, at KTSW Sports, give us a vote. Let us know what game you are most looking forward to next season for your Texas State Bobcats.
You got to think the seats will be packed when the University of Houston comes to play.
It reminds me of the Navy game. To see, to be there just in general and see that many people in one place is awesome. But then you start looking at the pictures, the drone shots that everybody got, the flyovers, and it just looked awesome to see that many people in Bobcat Stadium packed. You know, when we always say pack the stadium, and you know, we sometimes get close and sometimes it's, you know, a little shaky here or there, but when it's packed, it is rocking, and you got to think they'll travel well. People are going to want to see the Cougs come to town and play the Bobcats. Bobcat fans are going to be fired up. up, not only because it's Houston, but because you've got Coach Withers and a new staff, you know, debuting out there, some new players as well. So I'm very excited for this game. I will definitely be one of the first in Bobcat Stadium.
And I believe it's the home opener for Texas State as well. So you got to think that'll draw a big home crowd as well. Some other games that are officially on the schedule, the non-Sunbelt Conference games, the Ohio University in Athens, Ohio, that should be the season opener coming on September 3rd. And then 2 weeks later, the Bobcats travel to Fayetteville, Arkansas to take on the University of Arkansas Razorbacks. And so just looking at this preliminary schedule now, the rest of the away games have not been announced yet. You got to think that this schedule really doesn't do the Bobcats any favors, just like last year.
You're right. Arkansas, the Razorbacks, they've really been reaching out to Texas teams the last couple years. We've seen them play Texas Tech. They've been reaching into the Big 12, so it's good to see them come into the Sun Belt Conference as well. Once again, when a big team like this approaches Texas State, we are kind of handcuffed in the sense that it's a lot harder to convince them to come to San Marcos to play a game of football than it is for them to tell us, hey, we'll cut you a large paycheck if you show up at our stadium and, you know, let us have our way with you, essentially. So that one is going to be a tough one. You'd like to think that the Bobcats' support can come out there. Arkansas is not terribly far away from San Marcos, so you'd like to think that maybe something there can happen. But, yeah, that one's going to be a tough one, but I am interested to see how we fare against an SEC team like that.
It's a chance to get on TV as well. Texas State has been very good about getting on television, where it's been Florida State whoever the big-name team Texas State's been playing in. Even some Sunbelt games have gotten on the television as of late, because there have been some pretty good Sunbelt teams I was going to say deserved a spot on television. Now, who really deserved a spot on television? But that have earned the right to play on television as well. And this game definitely has a chance to do it. And all that does is put more eyes on you. And I know some people will fire back and, you know, say, well, if you get, you know, stomped on television, that does nothing for your school. But it does. It shows, you know, in the basics, where Texas State is, and that there is a school down here, and the Bobcats are a D1 program now, and are trying to claw their way and fight their way up the ranks here. And you never know that if a good showing happens, maybe a recruit flips a little bit or decides to say, hey, let me take a visit down to San Marcos and just see what's going on down there.
And basically, it gives you brand recognition, and the only time you really see Texas State commercials on TV are during the games. It gives those a chance to air as well. And then, going to Fayetteville playing the University of Arkansas, it also gives the athletic department a little bit of money to just hopefully reinvest back in the athletic department itself, into the athletes, into the schedule, or into the football team, and hopefully the other sports as well. But the schedule, if I'm thinking about some other games that might come up, South Alabama, ULM, Georgia State, and one other game on the road, just based on the home teams we played last year. Now, of course, that's just me guessing, but the schedule seems like it might be tough for Texas State.
I completely agree with you. It's, again, doing no favors to a brand new coach coming in here, but I think, in the limited amount of time I've spoken with Coach Wizard, this is exactly what he wants, and he's not going to, even if he was making the schedule, I don't think he'd make a cupcake schedule to, ease this team into a transition year. He's going to want to get this team up and running as quick as possible, and the best way to do that is to play the toughest teams you possibly can. Get out there, test yourself against the best, and even when you play a team like Houston or in Arkansas, even if you do end up losing those games, a good showing can go a very long way, not only for the players you've got here, but again, the players in general as well.